Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on the road.
Just in, Hillary has B.O. on her side. Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. It is drive time. It is prime time on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Thank you so very, very much for being with us. I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with me today, sporting pink once again, is the chairman of the board, Mike McBath.
As I've always said, Chris, only real men can wear pink. Now, come on.
And no one can wear it like you.
I don't know about that.
All right, we got Nick Lo Cicero on the bridge, and we got you in the audience, and we thank you so very, very much for being out there. 407-774-8255 is the number today, as always, and it is Thursday, so that means it is contest day, and we got a whopper lined up for you here today. As usual, McBath has come up with another doozy, and we're calling it our Have It Your Way contest. You know, there's so many people out there mad about this selection for president.
We're going to give everybody a valid shot at this. I think with the atmosphere the way it is, this is the prime time, and what we're going to try to do is look at everybody throughout the world. We're not going to restrict our president and vice president to just being U.S. citizens.
That's right.
We're going worldwide.
Right.
So pick your president.
And history-wide.
Right. Pick your president and pick your vice president. My presidential choice is Vladimir Putin. Now, why would I pick him to be president of the United States? The guy is tough. The guy is aggressive. He won't put up with anything. But the real reason behind it is he will probably steal less money than the Clintons. Now, my vice presidential choice is Clint Eastwood. Now, we know he's an ultra-conservative to take care of the conservatives. We know he's a guy that will certainly express himself. But the real reason I want him is, we all know what a 45 is, right?
Yeah.
Well, if Vladimir gets a little bit out of hand, make my day, baby. So the point is simple in this contest. Pick your president from anywhere around the world and pick your vice president.
That's that simple.
This should be easy, and you might, who knows, maybe if everything deteriorates so much, we may have to go to the world market for our politicians.
Well, you know, the never Trumpers, they're the dump Trumpers,
yeah,
whatever you want to call them, the dump Trumpers, never Trumpers, they're still at it out there. They've got another secret meeting. Shh, don't tell anybody, in Utah with Mitt Romney. And
I mean, are these people nuts, Chris? Think about this. All you lose is about 14 million Trump voters, right?
Only about that.
We just named our
only
guy.
The most that any nominee has gotten in history.
I mean, are you people mad? Is your ego that? You know, I don't know what to say to him. I mean, you're crazy. You know, but
I know what I'd like to say.
Oh,
to
I know.
Them.
We could express ourselves in more harsh words.
So,
I'm sure.
So that's the rules. The Have It Your Way contest. The prize you'll be playing for once again is a $20 gift certificate to the finest Italian restaurant all of Central Florida. Pasquale Barber right now is in Positano, Italy, brushing up on some new menus, I'm sure, visiting with the family and the home folk.
I hope he's not a DWI guy going down those roads. I can tell you that, boy. You want some horrible roads to go into Positano, Italy. Ooh.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can go to the restaurant there, and behind the bar, they have a full bar. They have casual dining, then the bar, and then behind the bar is the fine dining room. And behind the bar also is on the wall is a mural of Positano, right. Italy.
Yeah.
And it is idyllic. It is an idyllic
place. I've been
there.
It's absolutely beautiful, but I never forget driving.
And you'll never be able to open a business over there, believe me. All right. We also have a poll question up today. If you have not, I hope you will download the free WORL-FM-AM app into your mobile and smart devices. And not only can you participate in the poll question, but there's a whole lot of other things you can take advantage of here at the station. And you have
have to do that, though, by having the app. And what is today's poll question, Nick?
Well, first, real quick, apparently we have a correction. A caller called in and said it was a 44 Magnum.
Well, that's he said
45.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a 44 Magnum when he was the cop. But I believe when he was in the westerns, he had like in Unforgiven. I think he had the Navy Colt 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he uses, he knows how to use them both. But
he's well armed to take care of anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
That's funny.
And that 44 Magnum looked like a cannon.
Oh, I know. Remember that?
Oh, Lord.
I even think Putin would be a little nervous about that looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, indeed. Go ahead, Nick.
All right, so here's our poll question. Of course, today, President Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton and said, "I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office." So the poll question today is, do you think Obama believes his own endorsement?
Oh, that's a good one. So in other words, do you think he believes it when he says she is the most qualified person ever to be president?
Yes. Do you think he believes that?
I think, you know,
I know is that if he does, he's an absolute moron and idiot.
Let's see. And then the other thing is he believes he has all these legacies, which he doesn't have any legacies. It's just a legacy of horrors. You know? So I believe he probably does believe his endorsement.
I don't know. First and foremost, he's saying that she's more qualified than he was. I don't know.
He probably believes he's going to, you know, she's going to follow down his path, he's the greatest. So if he follows down his path, she'll be successful. And we all know there's no success there. It's a complete disaster.
I'll give her this, that if you're talking about the most qualified in terms of running an organized crime syndicate, then he's probably right.
Right.
By the way, we'll give you an update on that poll here in a little while, and of course we'll have the final tally before we get out of here tonight. And we will announce a winner of our You Have It Your Way contest before the evening is over as well.
Chris, you know the other night when you were talking about when Hillary came out and gave her acceptance speech or whatever you want to call it, right? You said she was dressed in white.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a little bit of that on the replay. But that dress you were describing to me, it looked to me like when I go to a Penn State game or something and it's raining out, you know how you go buy like a garbage bag and you cut the top off and put it over your head?
That's exactly
what it looked like, except it was white.
That's what I said it looked like.
Because I paid attention to it after you told me she was wearing this and how attractive she looked. I'm thinking, Chris, are you okay?
Look for all the world like a house robe my mom used to wear, you know, with sort of the shortened sleeves.
That's what I'm saying. I could see the garbage bag where you cut the holes in and put your arms down, right? You
know? Oh, my word.
Mm. Beautiful.
So the poll question is up. Barack Obama did come out today and endorse Hillary Clinton. She's got B.O. Yeah, she's got B.O. on her side, and he's going to start campaigning for her. And, of course, the question is that necessarily a good thing or a bad thing? I think it's probably both. He will be able to gin up some support for her. And depending on how far he wants to go to help her, he still has quite a Rolodex, as we used to say, quite a list of donors and volunteers that would, I'm sure, step up to the plate. So in that sense, it's a good thing. But I don't think it's so good in the sense that it makes it very more clear than ever that if you elect Hillary, you're getting four more of B.O., right? Yeah, four more years of B.O.
When the number one concern, right, of all voters is the economy.
Yeah.
How would you ever say
the country's going in the wrong direction.
Right. How would you ever want to emulate Barack Obama? And then I saw the other day that Hillary wants to challenge Trump on his economics versus hers. Is this...
Bring it on.
Let's get it on, and let's be very graphic about this, you know?
Yeah. Well, another situation that... Let's just say this endorsement is unusual in the sense. Now, obviously, a Democratic president endorsing the Democratic nominee to succeed them is not unusual, but this one is. because she is under investigation by the FBI.
Right.
A department of the Justice Department of the United States, which is a department of the executive branch of the United States, mm-hmm. of which he is the head of.
Right.
So he is endorsing someone for president who is under investigation by, at least we know, of at least 100 of, in essence, his own FBI agents.
Right.
So this puts them in a particular quandary, if you will.
The law has never meant anything to Barack Obama and his group in Washington.
Well, I think
never meant a thing.
I think they're fixing to get a rude awakening, because I think that these 100 FBI agents, the vast majority, if not all of them, actually believe in law and order, and that they are actually conducting a bona fide, honest to God FBI investigation.
Right.
And that their report is going to be scathing. That this woman has broken the law. We don't even know yet what they have found. Because these emails, remember, these emails included personal emails.
Right.
Which would have included emails about, say, the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And certain things that the Clinton Foundation was up to simultaneous with State Department business, like the latest we have just heard. Have you ever heard of, what is it called? Laureate University?
Laureate, which has a U.S. subsidiary called Walden University.
I think it's actually the other way around.
No,
but
it is. Okay, Walden's
okay.
here.
Okay,
and
Walden
the reason
here.
I said, and they are a university that sells their courses and everything, just like Trump University. But the abuse that the Clintons did to the American people through Walden University is 50 times worse than what Trump's involved with. Once the story is out, and will the story be taken over by the left media? I don't know.
I got a feeling that this
but
is going to be...
They can get it here, I can assure you that.
Well, I got a feeling that this is going to be part of Trump's presentation Monday or sometime next week when he gives this quote-unquote major speech about Hillary and Bill's crime activities.
Syndicate.
Real quickly, Laureate University is a South American entity.
Right.
Kind of like, you remember the... What was that a while back? Those Panama things. Remember the Panama things down there where people were hiding and laundering money and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Laureate University is a South American entity. They were applying for grants, educational, supposedly educational grants. In other words, money that they were going to use.
This is not your nonprofit universities.
Money that they were going to use for their university.
Right.
So that they could sell.
Right. Make money.
Right.
Make money.
Educations to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in South America. So, Laureate University was applying for grants from the United States State Department.
Right.
While Hillary Clinton, probably before and after, but also while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Why is that unusual? Why is that a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Secretary of State, the State Department, while she was Secretary of State, awarded Laureate University $55 million of our taxpayer money. Why is that such a big deal, you say? We give lots of taxpayer money away to all kinds of people overseas. Well, usually that same entity doesn't pay Hillary Clinton's husband
$16 million
for basically nothing.
And Chris, I wonder really honestly if there's any university that is a for-profit,
which these are,
that ever got a grant other than
Laureate.
This one. Well, wouldn't that be interesting? I like, you know, the media doesn't have any, they're not inquisitive or anything, but I would bet, if I had to bet, that there's no for-profit,
right,
that would ever get anything like this, except under the Clinton's crime syndicate program.
Well, like I say, they have been doing stuff that the FBI is now looking at. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is beyond Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama. When you have 100 skilled senior FBI agents looking into criminal activity, they will find it, and they will expose it. Now, does that mean that Loretta Lynch is going to indict Hillary Clinton? I do not know. But I do know this. The FBI is finding and will expose criminal activity by the Clintons. Criminal activity.
When that happens, we will have a big party.
When that happens, all hell's going to break loose.
We can have a big party.
Plan B is going to go into effect.
All right.
Somebody asked me today who I thought would be president of the United States. You know who I sadly said?
Oh, don't tell me.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, if Clinton's washed out.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I would believe it would be Biden. I think that's – I don't know if it would be president, but he's definitely going to be their representative.
Well, all I know is that Hillary is easily beatable.
Right.
Biden will be tougher. And I think Trump can win in either case. But let's just put it this way. These dump Trumpers, somebody needs to kick them in the rumpers.
Yeah.
And kick them hard.
That might be a good bumper sticker.
Yes, sir.
Dump Trumpers in rumpers.
All right. Let's go to our first caller here tonight.
This guy's game. James is always game.
He is. He's ready to rock and he's ready to roll. So, James, you're up first tonight. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm kicking you off. I think y'all have a preference for the late callers, but I'll go ahead and start off anyway.
Go ahead.
Idris Elba.
Actually, last week it was one of the early callers who won. John.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
well,
so go ahead.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be the first caller this week.
All right.
Anyway, I'm looking to be setting you up.
You know Idris Elba, the actor, right?
All right.
Who? I'm sorry, say that again.
Idris Elba. You know, the black actor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. She's...
And they're talking about making him James Bond in the next James Bond.
Oh, yeah,
right,
I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start backwards with the vice presidential pick, and I'm going to say that Idris Elba, only as he is portraying James Bond, and if you know, because I think Idris Elba is sort of liberal by himself, but I think Bond is more conservative, and Bond could take care of any wet work that needed to be done while the president was in office.
Okay.
All right.
So he would be vice president as Bond.
As Bond.
Got it.
And the media couldn't say anything about it because then they'd be the racist ones, and everything that they've been saying about Obama would be reversed on them. So they can't complain about Idris Elba as Bond being the vice president.
Got it.
Now, every Bond has to have a babe.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
For the baby that Bond would have to be the president, there's only one baby in the world to be the president.
Who's that?
And that is Baby Netanyahu.
Baby.
The Prime Minister of Israel and the single most hated leader by Barack Obama. So that by himself qualifies Baby Netanyahu to be the leader.
That'd be a nice combination. I like Netanyahu.
I tell you what.
He'd be very good.
He gave a scathing speech about that Tel Aviv terrorist act yesterday. Yeah. He didn't mince any words. Let's put it that way.
And the very first meeting that Baby had with Barack, the media was all talking about Baby schooling Barack because he was obviously talking about things that Barack knew nothing about.
That wasn't too hard to do, probably.
Yeah, he's just talking about general life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
you're down. You're in.
Baby Netanyahu and James Bond as portrayed by Idris Elba.
His vice president.
You got it. Idris Elba as Bond, VP, BB as president. All right, thank you, James.
Now, Chris,
you set the pace.
Do you have yours? Because remember, I believe Putin, in simple terms, will steal less as our president than the Clinton would.
Right.
So I think he's much more aggressive, much more intelligent. He'll get things done, and then I'll back him up with Clint Eastwood because we all know he's an ultra-conservative, so there's no complaint about that, right?
Right.
And again, he knows how to use his 44. So
44 Putin, Magnum, yeah.
Yeah, if Putin doesn't do the job, make my day, baby.
All right. I'll tell you what, I'll give you mine on the other side of the break.
I'm
waiting
to hear yours.
I'll give you mine on the other side, and we want to hear yours too, folks. 407-774-8255. By the way, you'll win that $20 gift certificate to get to Cafe Positano. And a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. And a certificate is compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. It is that time of year when you're going to be taking that car out on the road. If you got a Mercedes, just haul it on over there to them and let them give it a free safety inspection
for you. Check the air conditioner.
That's right, that too. All right, we'll be right back.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama Cruises from $319 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise from $399 per person? Sandals and Beaches are offering savings up to 65% off. America Waterways has river...
Oh, would somebody put one of those electric collars on her, you know, where they just get zapped?
My finger would be on the zap the whole time if that was her head in it.
Oh, Hillary, that's her yapping there.
Oh.
All right, she's yapping everywhere now. We're going to hear a lot of her. Oh, Lord. Going to hear a lot of her yapping and her cackling over the next few months. That's right. All right, so who would I pick as VP and president and vice president? You know, you picked out of people who are alive, so
right.
I thought I'd go back in history, right?
Okay, you're going the dead man walking.
That's
okay.
Right. So I was thinking of the times that we're in, mm-hmm. and who would be, say, the person for these times, which all I think actually is Donald Trump. I think
he's a good one.
Right, but were I had to have to pick somebody else, I would pick Patton as president.
Tough guy.
You better believe
General
it.
General organizer.
Yes, sirree. And he'll, you know, you remember he got chastised for slapping that soldier, right? I can just see him walking in on a transgender, right?
Oh, no. How about him and Clint Eastwood walking in on one?
So I'd go Patton for president. Right, now, you need some sort of, you know,
balancing.
Softening.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah, exactly. Balancing. And, I just couldn't get this one person out of my mind. I don't know if it was this experience I had this past weekend or what, mm-hmm. but Marilyn Monroe just kept coming to me. And then I was thinking, you know, she's a charmer, right? She's a distraction.
It would be a distraction. If I'm the president, she's the vice president, and we have private meetings, that would be a real distraction. You know?
So those are going to be the ones I go with, all right?
So that's your two?
That's
okay.
My two.
All
that's
right.
My two.
All right.
Perfect for this world. You just think about it, though. She would rekindle the proper, shall we say, role model for the male out there.
Male, okay.
For any young men who are having doubts and wondering,
oh, yeah. Which way you want to go?
Right. All they got to do is take one look at her and say, "Okay,
hello,
I'm back
Betty.
On track."
Yeah, I'm Lance. Hello.
There you go.
No, you're right. You may straighten out a big problem with just one person.
Be careful how you say that.
Oh, yeah, I better watch that.
All right. Don't forget, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We want to hear your suggestions. Have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you have as president and vice president, right?
I mean, think of all the people out there that could help this nation.
Right now,
and
they could.
It's your chance. And it's
big. And we're back. And we're the American Adversaries. And we're bad. Thanks for listening to
Whoa.
Us, folks.
Yeah.
All right. I am Christopher Hart along with Mike McBath. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer. And it's Thursday, contest Thursday, and today's contest it's have it your way.
Right.
Wasn't that a McDonald's or Burger King or something? Have it your way contest. There's so many people out there dissatisfied. Poor old Hugh Hewitt, he's beside himself over Donald Trump. He just can't stand it. Michael Medved's no better off. I don't know how those poor men sleep at night. It's just a terrible thing. So Mike.
Do you think they'll be at the rally, Chris?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
But Mike has, in his compassionate way, with his big, huge heart, has come up with a contest, and it's a Have It Your Way contest. Who would you have as president or vice president? If you could pick anybody in history,
I mean, this really does open up everything.
Dead.
And there
right.
should be no complaints after tonight.
That's
at
right.
7 o'clock, I don't want to hear anybody complain about who the candidates are.
That's right.
You know?
And we're going to get back to some contest entries here in a second, but mm-hmm. we've got some breaking news. I know we've already talked about Hillary Clinton having BO on her side.
Mm-hmm. That's about what it is, too. I would do.
She's got the Obama stink on her.
Yeah.
There's also breaking news coming out of the 9th District Court in San Francisco, but there's breaking news coming out of Tampa, if you will. Because
this is exciting.
Donald Trump is going to be in Tampa Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the convention center.
Right, and then, you know, for Black Lives Matter and the Soros activists and any anarchists that are out there or just people lost in life, you're supposed to meet at 9:30, and
PM.
Then there will be money distribution. You'll also get clubs, and you'll get placards. So make sure you meet there at Mons Venus.
That's
so that will be your meeting spot. Remember, Black Lives Matter, Soros activists, anarchists, or just people lost in life. Mons Venus, 9:30 to pick up your clubs and your placards.
9:30 p.m. The rally is at 11 a.m. at the convention center.
Yeah, p.m., right?
That's right. And you get your tickets by going to, you can get them by going to DonaldJTrump.com and then the events, DonaldJTrump.com. That's Saturday, and you have to have tickets to get in. Saturday, 11 a.m., Tampa Convention Center.
I got
and
a feeling there won't
Pam
be, honestly.
Bondi will be there with her.
Good. You know, I think that's great. I don't think there's going to be a lot of activists there. I got a gut feeling that, you know, you're in Florida. Florida's not the kindest. You know, this isn't like hippie city. This isn't Detroit. This isn't Cleveland. You know, this is where a bunch of level-headed, tax-paying people live.
I bet there will be some protests.
Oh, there'll be some. There always will be.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
Protesters. They're actually Clinton crime syndicate paid.
Yeah, these will be paid people.
Exactly,
I mean.
Right. And trying to set off another melee.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Florida is different than California and some of these other states. All right, I want to get back to the contest, the Have It Your Way contest. Mike's come up with his president and vice president would be Putin and Eastwood. Mine would be Patton and Marilyn. And James has officially started the contest with Netanyahu as president and Idris Elba as Bond as vice president.
Yeah. I wonder how many of our listeners know Elba.
I didn't. I didn't know him.
Didn't know
I knew. I knew that they were talking about a
new Bond.
Yeah, but I didn't know that's who he was.
Yeah.
All right, we got some contestants ready to go. Ed is up next. Ed, thanks again for being out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed.
Good to hear you guys again.
Thank you.
Okay, for president, I would go with somebody that has executive experience.
All right.
And that would be none other than Governor Jesse Ventura. That would be my presidential guy. And for vice president, I'd be going for the minority vote to get them to come my way. And I would go for Shaq O'Neal.
Shaq!
You know, he's
Shaq
a pretty
O'Neal
attractive
and Jesse
candidate.
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever read Jesse Ventura's book on Republicans and Democrats, but it's a great read. And in that book, he explains that both Republicans and Democrats are like two gangs that are fleecing the American people.
And boy, is he ever.
Great read. I recommend people to read Jesse Ventura's book.
He was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
He is very right on that. Mm. He is absolutely, yeah, you got that one right. All right, that's an excellent ticket. I like that. That would make a great administration.
Yeah.
And with Shaq here, who's going to argue?
I was going to say, they might have to.
In the Senate, man. That would be great.
And I believe.
What did you say? I think, you know, mm-hmm. You'd have a little force still.
And the nice thing about the White House is you wouldn't have to raise any of the doorways. They're already very tall.
That's exactly right.
That's
waiting
right.
For him.
Yeah, all right. Okay, all right. Thanks, Ed. Excellent excellent entry. We appreciate
Ed's always in these contests, you know.
And he's got
He's won a
Actually,
couple.
He came runner. He was runner-up last week. I'm going to have to call him. Is Ed still on the line?
No.
Okay, all right, I'll call him after the show. He was the runner-up last week. I need to call
him.
What
do you get as a runner-up, like a half a martini or something?
we're going to send him a gift certificate, but no
oh,
T-shirt.
That's real good. Okay.
All right, Ron is up next. Ron, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys, been a while. Ron from I-4.
Hey, Ron, how you been doing?
Ron, do you have your phone in your hand, or have you pulled over, or are you caught in the middle of traffic?
it's got Bluetooth, so I'm safe.
Okay,
good deal, my man. How you doing?
Okay, good. I'm going to go with Vice President first, and this guy I would like to have do all the press conferences from the White House just to see him react or interact with the press, and that'd be Ted Nugent as Vice President.
Oh, that would be exciting one, I can tell you.
And then for president, we need somebody that was committed to the American people, knew who they, you know, who he was working for, nerves of steel, and wouldn't be literally afraid to pull the trigger, and that'd be American Sniper Chris Kyle.
Kyle. I like that. Chris Kyle.
See how
a good team.
Wouldn't be afraid to pull the trigger. Did you get that?
I like the yes.
Ron,
I got that.
Very good. Great symbolism. You know?
Excellent. Excellent choices. Excellent. Hey,
alrighty.
Great, Ron. Thank
that
you so much good. For listening. Appreciate it.
All right.
Now, Kyle's still alive, right? He's not.
No, he was killed.
Yeah, okay.
That was,
well, we can go back.
In that
then.
Tragic, he was trying to help a guy with.
And the guy shot him.
Yeah, him and a friend. Yeah,
that movie was on. Remember, we were talking about Black Hawk Down with Danny McKnight a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was on for like 2 weeks in a row, and then American Sniper was on.
Yeah, and by the way, 13 Hours is getting ready to come out on DVD.
Oh, wow, that's a good movie.
I believe next week, early next week it's coming. I think for some reason I'm thinking the 11th. I'm not sure if that's it, but it's coming out very soon.
All those movies should help Clinton. Don't you think?
That,
I don't think so.
Well, that and they're going to help her get beat, or
so
maybe find her way into a jail cell. Mm-hmm. But she's got big problems, you know. And I know that the conventional wisdom is there's no way that Loretta Lynch or Barack Obama is ever going to indict Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That may very well be true, but the FBI is investigating with the intention of getting to the truth. And that's a problem. When you got 100 FBI agents snooping around, you got serious issues.
I'm telling you.
Probably scant few people in the country that if you had 100 FBI agents looking around in your business, that they wouldn't find something wrong. And she has got a lot wrong to find.
She can lie so effectively. I mean, it's like nothing's bothering her. You know, she just streams right through the stories. And, you know, OAN Network, they have that one fellow in there. He'll start her up, and then she'll lie. He'll say, stop it, lie.
And he'll
stop
break it down,
lie. I mean,
it's because she is a criminal.
Yep.
She has all the attributes of a very sophisticated criminal.
Mm-hmm. Should have been a great hedge fund manager.
Yeah, and criminals, mm-hmm. even at her level, eventually have to pay the fiddle, pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
And this email thing, this is... serious problem. This is federal crime stuff, right? I mean,
yes. Imagine what she's done.
Politics,
national security. What we have lost to the Chinese. I mean, billions of dollars just in economic assets, besides the military part.
Yeah, and
this lady should be in the big, big, big house.
I wouldn't be surprised if, let's just say they don't indict Hillary, but they do indict, say, Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills and Patrick Kennedy and the rest of the gang.
Cop out, though.
It will have the same effect.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. No, I think this woman is going to have to face a judge. I do believe she will be indicted, and I do believe it will come before the election. Or let's just put it this way. I believe that there will be tremendous pressure on the FBI to wrap up this investigation, and then there will be tremendous pressure to deal with the scathing report that they are going to come up with.
But wouldn't you think they would do it before the convention? I mean, if I felt pressure as head of the FBI, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to go through all this and defend myself.
Well,
the minute she is the official nominee,
I better take her out right now. I don't think the Obama administration has control of this investigation. Now, they may have control of what happens to the report from the investigation, mm-hmm. but they do not have control of the investigation. That's the good news. The bad news is that means the FBI is going to be very thorough and take all the time that they deem necessary. The end of the investigation will be signaled by them interrogating her. That will be the last thing that they do. Will be to call Hillary Clinton in, if they do. They may not even call her in. They may have so much evidence against her now, they don't even need to call her in. But if they do call her in, that will be the last thing that they will do, and then they will compile the report, and then they will put it out. And that's when the clock will start ticking as to what is going to happen next.
I hope
now,
they do it could at a that news happen? Conference.
It could happen before the convention.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as Obama is concerned, he just assumed it happened after the convention. Because you still have the Bernie problem.
Right.
If she's ousted before the convention, you got the Bernie problem.
Right.
If she's ousted after the convention, you got Plan B.
Yep.
Joe boy, Biden boy.
Yep.
Right?
Maybe Bernie's already figured this out, too.
I don't know. Mm. Let's see. We got some more contest entries, though.
Willie
and Paul. Willie, thank you for calling tonight.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Glad to.
I'll start off with the VP.
Okay.
And in the tradition of Joe Biden, you know, we all know he enjoys his cocktail hour. He's been known to show up a little bit tipsy.
Yeah. Well,
so my selection for VP would be Foster Brooks.
Oh, that's real great. I like Foster Brooks. I haven't heard his name for so long.
It's apropos, though. It's apropos.
Yeah,
it's
really good.
And okay, for the president, only because I've listened to everything he's written, what he's done on stage. He's a funny, funny guy, but he's very much limited government, and it's some good stuff if you guys want to YouTube it. And that would be George Carlin.
Oh, yeah. Carlin, I thought you were going to say that. Yeah,
I know, that's what I thought it was.
When you said funny, funny guy. And his take, we've played several times on the air. We'll have to dig it up again. His take on the global warming thing. It is just absolutely hilarious.
Oh,
it is just absolutely, it is choice.
Foster Brooks used to be an idol of ours in our fraternity.
Because
it teaches you how to act when you drink.
His
favorite skit, because I'm an airline pilot, is the drunk airline pilot.
That's right. You're right.
At the piano.
That's exactly right. He was so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you, Willie. God bless you. We appreciate you being out there. I like those. Those are good. Carlin is president. Oh, he would be a good one, too. Can you
imagine Willie,
him?
Do you think Willie drinks? Well...
No, he's an airline pilot.
Yeah,
Let's go to Paul. Paul is up next. Paul, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Yeah, just fine.
Very clear, Paul.
Cool. All these clouds around here, you never know. I've been thinking about this president, vice president. You know, my mind kind of wandered back a few years. And I remember a very good man that I would like to see president, and his name is Andy Griffith.
Andy.
Yeah, Opie, Andy, Miss B.
Andy Griffith. Okay, gotcha.
And for the first time in American history, we're going to have a tri-vice presidency.
All right.
Instead of one, we're going to have three vice presidents.
Okay, you can have it your way. Yep.
Ain't B, Gomer, and Goober.
Ain't B who and Goober?
Gomer.
Oh, Shazam. Gomer and Goober.
Yeah, that could be the new slogan, you know, for the campaign would be Shazam.
Shazam.
He has a whole package. You know, that might be bonus points for him.
I love it. I love it.
Very good, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, have you ever seen, by the way, you mentioned Andy Griffith for president. Have you ever seen the movie A Face in the Crowd?
It sounds familiar, but I can't swear to it, no.
Okay, all right. I was telling the guys at dinner last week that should be must viewing for all radio talk show hosts. All right, because he plays a guy who's found in the drunk tank and goes on to become a radio talk show sensation a la Rush Limbaugh. And this movie was made in 1958. It came out, and he ends up having a tremendous downfall. So it's a sobering movie for us talk show hosts.
Okay,
Paul, excellent entries. Thank you so much. I love that Mayberry theme there.
I would think that we start as a radio host and then we're in the drunk tank. I think I'll go over the back part.
That's the way it worked for me.
The way I'm looking at it. You know?
That's the way it worked for me. All right. Thank you,
that
Paul.
That was good.
Yeah, excellent.
I bet you he's over 60.
Probably.
Yep.
All right. Bruce is up next. Bruce, thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. First of all, the show sounds great. I'm not going to do the contest because I know you guys never.
Oh, Bruce.
I did want to share something with you. I don't think Hillary's going to get indicted. Couple reasons. One, with the president coming out and endorsing her today, fix is in, guys. She's not going to get indicted.
Yeah, okay.
Next thing is, two, if she doesn't win, one of the last things that Barack Obama will do before he leaves office is grant her a blanket pardon so that she does not wind up doing any time. Fix is in.
Well, as far as the pardon goes, I'm not sure he can do that if she hasn't been convicted of a crime. That would be sort of a preemptive thing, and I've never heard of that
happening
before. It
can't be
like
a gift certificate or anything?
No, I don't think he can. Yeah, I don't think he can.
Look at Bruce.
No get-out-of-jail-free cards there. As far as the indictment, you know, even if she doesn't get indicted, I think the FBI report is going to be such that it calls for an indictment, and that will be bad enough.
I find that hard to fathom under this administration, because they've handled things and controlled the Justice Department for so long. I don't think we're going to see that. Don't think we are. I think, and not to mention the fact that if the fix wasn't in, the president wouldn't have endorsed her openly.
See, what Bruce says, though, Chris,
I think what
concerns me a little bit, too, meaning that I think he has some validity there. Don't you think the president would have gone over to his minions and going, hey, you know, where do we stand on this deal? Because I can't look like a fool.
No, I think what he is doing is he's trying to influence the investigation. I pin my hopes, Bruce, on the FBI, that these people at the FBI, these 100 or however many agents they are looking into her affairs, that they actually believe in what they are doing. There are people in law enforcement like that, and there are a lot of them. And I believe that they are finding things that call for an indictment, and that it's going to be very, very difficult for this administration to ignore that. They may try to worm their way out of it. They may worm their way out of it with the help of the media. But believe me, it is going to be political poison for Hillary Clinton. And the best thing that she can hope for is that the investigation continues past the election. That would be the best thing for her, because then she would be president, it would be her Justice Department, and you would now be facing a Congress that would be facing having to impeach a brand new, first time ever woman president. Do you think Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell would be up to that? Should they still be
in leadership positions? I was going to say, my concern is if she's in office, Chris, I'm not sure it's going to be Republican Congress.
Bruce, you might be right. The conventional wisdom is on your side. But I think that these FBI agents are taking this extremely seriously. And I think that she is in serious legal jeopardy. Obviously, if this were anyone else shy of Valerie Jarrett, they would be facing prison. There's no question about it.
If it were anyone else, they'd already be in prison.
Yeah, I mean,
Very good possibility. But the FBI, I believe, and because of the length of the investigation, what they've had to work with, believe me, I think that they have got a lot of dirt on Hillary Clinton. And it ain't the good kind. It's the kind that gets you put behind bars. We shall see, but you could very well be right about the indictment, but I'm very certain that these FBI agents are going to come out with some really, really bad stuff on Hillary Clinton. And then we will see where it goes.
We'll have a contest on that one.
We'll just have to. Bruce, thanks so much.
What punishment should we give her? Everybody will call in and hang her.
Well, that'd be a good one. All right, Bruce, thanks so much. We appreciate you being out there. Okay, all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some more contest entries. If you want to get in tonight's Have It Your Way contest, who would you have as president? Who would you have as vice president? Anybody. Anybody. There's a couple of people I'm surprised have not been picked yet. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number.
Parkway over to Central Florida Parkway, then heavy from the Turnpike to 436. 436 to Lake Mary is slow and slow at the bridge. Westbound delays from Lake Mary to 434, then Lee Road to Cayley's heavy. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Kirkman to 535 and past 192. Problems on the 408 both directions. A crash westbound right before Pine Hills in the road. Eastbound delays from Pine Hills to I-4 and 436 to 417. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Separated. Welcome back. I'm Mike McBath. I'm here with Chris Hart, and we're in the middle of our contest, our Thursday contest, and this is the one that I think gives everybody a chance to liberate themselves. You now have the opportunity to name who you think should be the president and the vice president of this country, but you can go outside our country. And that's we've had some great entries so far.
Yeah, Ed had Governor Ventura, Jesse Ventura, as president.
Right.
Our own Shaq O'Neal as VP. All right, if you're out there, Shaq, how about it?
Yeah.
And then Ron had Chris Kyle, American Sniper. Chris Kyle as president. Ted Nugent as vice president.
He's verbal.
And Willie just called in. He had George Carlin as president. And that would be a hoot, wouldn't it?
Oh, that'd be funny.
Old Foster Brooks as vice president.
I like Foster. I mean, I'll never get over that guy. He's always walking around drunk and everything. It was great. You know.
Real quick, we got some athletes who have endorsed Donald Trump. Once again, he's going to be appearing Saturday. Pam Bondi and others will be there with him 11 a.m. at the Convention Center in Tampa. And you can get those tickets by going to DonaldJTrump.com.
Plus, at Mons Venus, there's going to be a special rally for Black Lives Matter, the Soros activists, you know, any anarchists or just people lost in life, they'll be picking up their different utensils that they want to use. And even though the rally's at 11 a.m., you're supposed to be there by 11 p.m.
There you go. All right. That's Saturday. The rally is indeed the Saturday at the Tampa Convention Center. DonaldJTrump.com events is where you can get tickets. It's 11 a.m. Tampa. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries and more contest entries. Have it your way. Who would be your president? Who would be your vice president? I say George Patton as president.
That was strong. I mean, there's leadership. That's all we can ask for.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you get away with smacking somebody around, but who knows? Mm-hmm.
Just don't be a tranny when he comes into the bathroom.
Don't get a cell phone.
All right. Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Show and welcome to the show, folks. It is now time for hour two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show as we come to you live this Thursday, Contest Thursday, that is, on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, along with Michael McBath. We are in the studio. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and you can be a part of the show by giving us a call at 407-774-8255.
It's okay. That would give you the best of both worlds in the producing booth here.
That's it. Yeah, Nick, of course, is doing our show now Tuesday through Friday, and Jeff Sinis, who's been doing our show on Sundays ever since we came here and started, is doing it Sunday and Monday. All right, speaking of Nick, we got a poll question up tonight. Now, to participate in our poll questions, you have to have downloaded, or you can download, the free WORL FM AM app into your smart mobile device there, and you can do a whole lot of other things, but the poll question is one thing you can do, and we got a brand new one up today. Nick, what is it, and where are we at so far, please?
Yeah, the question today is, today President Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton and said, quote, "I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office." So our question is, do you think President Obama believes his own statement? And right now it's 100% no.
Wow.
I don't know. He doesn't believe it. I'm sure of that. But he's got to say it. It's a perfunctory type thing, I suppose. All right, but you'll have until the end of tonight's show to participate in that poll question. And we'll give you the final results before we go off the air. And we'll give you the winner of our Have It Your Way contest before we go off the air tonight. And our Have It Your Way contest is simply, we understand we're here. We're providing a service to the public, if you will. And there are a lot of people out there disgruntled and just downright.
Oh, yeah. We owe them the opportunity, Chris,
to be heard.
They need to be heard.
People are just so downright beside themselves over this choice for president for the United States that we have decided to have it your way then. Who would you have? Who would be your ideal president and vice president?
Here's a quickie, though, Chris. This actually just came across that the Fox News just released their poll for the – and actually now they have –
This is a national poll.
National poll. They have Donald Trump losing to Hillary Clinton 42-39 in a hypothetical matchup.
42-39.
Which is still within the margin of error. And I honestly believe for how rough the last 2 weeks have been, with her bump being the nominee, that he's hung in very well. And I think now the march begins. And I think he can just eviscerate her with all the, you know, the criminal actions she has done. And if he gets the right vice president, like a maybe you need a real good trial attorney, which is, you know who, Mr. New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Strip her every way possible. But I think that'll be the bottom for Trump, 39.
And so, by the way, speaking of that, we're also still in the midst of our who's going to be Donald Trump's vice president pick.
That's right.
Contest.
It's not over yet. Right.
And it won't be until, of course, he announces it and he gives us the winner. And there's a couple of names who have not been chosen yet that are now being kicked around. Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton from Texas, is one.
Now, he was a fighter pilot. I know he was in the
services. I believe he
services.
Was. Yes.
Uh-huh. He's a Harvard graduate.
Yep.
And he's a law school graduate from Harvard.
Yep. And
so maybe he's one that could rip her apart.
And he has all the capability of doing exactly that.
And he knows our military extremely well, which she doesn't know a thing about it.
Right. She knows how to abuse it.
Yeah, and strip it down and destroy
right.
it. Yeah.
Right. So if there's somebody out there who wants to snag Tom Cotton's name, because this is a draft-style contest. In other words,
I think he's in the top five.
Right.
I would bet.
That once a name is chosen, no one else can take it. And his is one of the names that has not been chosen yet, Senator Tom Cotton. It's open.
That's too good a hint,
anybody,
Chris.
Well, I'm just saying, if anybody wants to take
no.
it. All right. They don't have to if they don't want to. I ain't got to twist anybody's arms. There's a couple of news items I want to mention before we get back to the contest, and we got some entries on the line right now. If you want to call us with your entry, please do so. First of all, the Ninth District Court, this is a federal court. When were we talking? Weren't we just talking about federal judges recently?
Oh, I think so.
Can't remember in conjunction with what
was
that
was. One was Stanford, and the other one was that with that Trump guy.
Yeah, something about that. Anyway, the Ninth District Court of Appeals in San Francisco, and we know that because these people are federal judges, why they're beyond
they never
being
show
biased.
Bias. They never
no
show bias.
No bias, no prejudice, yep.
nothing like that.
They can only make good decisions because they're federal judges, right?
From San Francisco?
Yeah.
They're not biased?
They have ruled today that concealed carry is, Mike?
Well, this is sorry to say to everybody that according to them, it is not constitutional.
That you do not have a constitutional right to
concealed carry.
Right.
So, and the problem with that is obviously they're going to be challenged immediately by the NRA. And remember the court it came out of. The Ninth Court is a court that's pretty much known as a bunch of off-the-wall wackos.
And, San Francisco.
And that's how, why wasn't this Ninth Court brought up when Trump was involved?
Well, this particular decision hadn't come out, but there were plenty others.
But there's many to Ninth. This group of weirdos up in San Francisco has always been involved in issues that are really, you know, very debatable. Whether biased was shown.
You see, I believe we are the only ones who have pointed out that probably, or at least possibly, part of Trump's motivation for going after Judge Curiel is because federal judges are a huge part of the problem, folks. This is just one example.
Supreme Court.
Right. So.
Sonia
Sotomayor.
Yeah.
So judges are biased. It can happen. It's part of life.
No matter who you are, honestly, no matter if you're in a specific environment, you're going to be, you know, prejudiced in that area.
Well, just look at the complaints about the judge in the Stanford case.
Right.
Right? The kid raped the girl. He had to be, he was running away from the crime. He was tackled by people. I mean, he raped the girl. He gets 6 months, and it was because the judge was biased. Now, people have a right to complain about that, but so does Trump have a right to complain about his judge, doesn't he?
Fair is fair.
Well, not according to a bunch of doofuses out there.
On this court ruling, do you think this is going to be a lot of complaints on this? You're not kidding.
You better believe it. All right, let's get back to our contest. Al is up next. Al, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, what do you think about Hillary getting B.O.'s endorsement there?
Well, you know, at this point, I knew that was going to happen.
No surprise.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
He's throwing the fog in.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, well, Bernie says he's going to stay in at least until the D.C. primary, and then they'll figure out what to do after that.
Stay all the way and burn it down.
That's what I say. Stay in there, Bernie. As long as he's in there, he's got leverage. All right? All right, Al, go ahead.
All right, so we're going to start off with the vice president.
All right.
And since we need a lot of tech advancement in this country, because I'm all about the communist robot revolution.
Tech, right.
We're going to go with Elon Musk.
There's
a different one, right?
Yeah, that's right. The electric car guy.
Electric Avenue.
And SpaceX. Excellent choice. All right, and for who would then be president? That's a pretty good one there.
All right, so since we got to put the guy in the sky on pause for a little bit, since science have done more to help humanity with curing diseases and all that, we got to go with the astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Who? I'm sorry, who was it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
I don't. Who is. You're
the astrophysicist. The black astrophysicist?
Oh. When you said Tyson, I was thinking Mike Tyson. Neil's. DeGrasse Tyson. I got you. All right. Yeah, we just pulled
about him right now.
We just pulled his profile up. Thanks. Thanks, Nick.
He's married to Alice Young.
All right. Hey, he's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. All right. Excellent. All right. Well, those are great choices. I like the way he reasoned that through, too. No. You see, he knew what we needed and he went for it.
Right? I would have not known Neil.
Yeah. All right.
So we can appreciate another tidbit from
all
our
right.
listeners.
All right. Great choices there, Al.
Oh, boy. Look who's coming.
All right. Al.
Big
Frank. Frank is up next. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you, man.
Chris, you got Biden thing exactly right, dude. Listen to me. Obama comes out. He endorses Hillary. Here's the two-word answer. Smoke screen. Okay?
Yeah.
It's plausible deniability. Then Hillary gets indicted, and I heard about it on Fox News, just like you did.
That's right.
There. You know what I'm saying? He endorses her. It comes out. Well, I endorsed her. I don't know. No, she's going down. The Obama's in the Clintons. Hate each other's guts. And Obama, listen to me. Obama is not going to give up power. All right. He's using his daughter as a cover to stay in D.C. And he's going to put Joe Biden in there, and they're going to pull his string, and he's going to smile, and he's going to tell everybody what he usually does, and he's going to do what they tell him to do, or they will destroy him, and he knows it. Know what I'm saying?
That's my nightmare scenario.
Frank sounds like a conniver.
Well, that's what they are.
I know.
And you know, you got to kind of think like them.
You
got to
put your mind in the gutter, right?
If you can get odds on it. Said it, okay?
Yeah, I would.
Got it. I'm telling you,
yep.
Obama is not going to give up power. I know this guy like the back of my hand, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
And that's the best way he can maintain it, and he would be a regular at the White House.
Thank you.
Yep. You got it right there, Frank.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, do you have a contest entry?
Nah, your listeners are too smart for me anyway.
So. Oh, get out of here. That sounded like some pretty smart stuff to me,
Frank,
right there.
You know, if they're too smart, we can take care of them.
I sincerely mean that as a compliment to you listeners.
All right, we appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Frank. Excellent.
I'm glad to see Susan's next.
Yeah, she's up next. But you know,
about every other week.
You know, plan B. Just be prepared, folks. That's all I can say. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Frank's wrong. But I just got this weird feeling. Weird feeling. All right. Let's see what Susan has to say tonight. Susan, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being there.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to be more politically correct, and I want to do this for the Democrats. I think, and I also want to be economical. How about Caitlin? How about Caitlin for president?
Okay. Well, now, Caitlin's a conservative.
Right.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Well, I can't know. For the Republicans, there's no one better than Trump. So I can't.
How about Trump Caitlin? Caitlin is the VP.
I'm going to do Trump instead of Chris Christie, Chris Hart. I think that's a better.
I think I know who just won the contest.
Oh, yeah.
So you want Trump for president and me for VP?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, would that be a hoot, huh?
That would be, yeah, I mean, that would be great. But, you know, for the Democrats, this is really going to equal Hillary, Caitlin could be both president and vice president.
She could answer all questions,
well,
right?
Yeah, she could be right, it'd be Caitlin as president, and Bruce's vice president. All it takes is a change of clothes.
That's what I was going to say. Just switch clothes and change bathrooms.
All she have to do, borrow Hillary's jackets, and you'd never tell the difference.
If they wouldn't go along with that, then I sorry, fellas, but I have to say Raven.
Raven.
Oh, no. Raven. That's one of my favorites, Raven, boy. I like that haircut.
Yeah, well, she's going to leave the country if Trump wins, so who knows?
There's no one better than Trump, so.
Amen to that.
One question,
amen.
Susan. Do you think that Hillary is a fashion plate?
Oh, my stomach turns. Hillary, her body shape, and this is not to be unfair, to anyone, but her body shape and Barbara Walters have the same body shape, and that reminds of Jabba the Hutt.
I call it the pear look. You look like a pear.
But it's the pear look with layers. Layers. Going down.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
This is brutal.
Only you could say it. We couldn't say it. Thank you, Phil, for saying it, Susan.
But she identified
it
perfectly.
It had to be said.
I know. Thank you very much. You know, she covered us, Chris.
All right. I love those contest entries, too. Thank you, Susan. All right. That's cool. All right. All right. We got to take a break. We come back. We got Nate. We got Diane. And if you would like to get in on the contest, too, 407-774-8255 is the number. And Roots, have you seen the remake of Roots? We're going to talk about that too, because those roots ain't roots at all, unless you want to call it Roots of Evil.
Ooh, what did he mean by that? I'll tell you when we come back.
One of those walls.
I like it.
Little Tom Jones there for you, Thunderball. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You got the American Adversaries, where we speak thunder around here. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. Another quick note here, if you are an investor type, do you have money in the stock market? Because George the Dinosaurus has just made a big move. He is betting on... Well, a big downturn.
Yeah, the problem with Soros, you know, he's 86 years old, and he's actually been relatively quiet, but, you know, he's one of these anarchists living in our country.
Oh, yeah, funding Black Lives Matter
right,
and stuff
and
like that.
He's always working against the American people.
Yeah.
And now what he's doing, this is at least what they state he's doing. He's currently shorting the market, I guess, through indexes. And what he's
means
you're betting on the market going down.
Yeah, betting on bad things to happen.
Bad things to happen.
He's a money grubber, in other words, according to Elizabeth Warren.
And guess what?
He's a money grubber.
He's a staunch.
He wants bad things to happen so he can make a lot of money. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and believe me, he's not a liberal. He's a leftist. And the reality is he's in Europe right now.
He's a communist.
He's playing over there in the money markets. But here's the concern. His bet is, get ready, and this is a guy that wants Europe to open their borders up. You know, he's put millions of dollars in, you know, harassing people and everything. He wants the borders open there. He wants the borders open here. But guess what? Why does he want them open? Because he knows that this will drive many of these countries bankrupt and not too far out. So if your countries hit the skids, they don't have the money to pay the bills because they're trying to support all these migrants. Guess who makes an absolute fortune? George, Mr. Wonderful, Soros. And he's betting on our country, you know, because he's out there pushing immigration. He knows it'll drain our coffers. He knows our national debt is up over $20 trillion, and he knows what will happen. And he's a supporter of Hillary because that's the smart thing to do. Because she's such a fool, the gates will remain open. There'll be no curtailment of our budget. And guess what? He gets closer and closer to a disaster.
And according to SEC filings, people that make huge investments like that have to file with the SEC.
Right.
He has sold off a tremendous amount of stock that he held and bought gold and gold miners.
I'm always amazed. He bought Barrick gold around $7 or something, and now it's like 18 or 19. But I don't know how he gets away with it, you know.
Because
he is playing this game.
He's got billions and billions of dollars, and he's got politicians in his pocket.
And he has the politicians because he knows that Hillary, in essence, the economy of the left will be sunk in the next few years if, you know, if they get elected.
So
happier days are ahead, Chris.
If you want to follow George, there it is.
Yeah.
He's out of the market and into gold. Diane is up next tonight in our contest. Hey, Diane.
Hey, you.
Hey, we enjoyed having dinner with you and Jim last week. That was a lot of fun.
So did we. Thank you.
All right, good.
I'm picking Bibi Netanyahu.
That was a good one.
As
president.
President, okay, Bibi.
Because he doesn't do PC, and he
for sure.
He sure gave a rip-roaring speech, if you will. I mean, he told it like it is over this Tel Aviv terrorist attack.
Yep, he did.
No mincing of words like we get out of BO.
Nope, can't mess with him.
Yep, okay, that's a good one.
And, of course, Cruz, Vice President.
All right. Ted Cruz is VP. All right.
He's got that lawyer thing going on.
Yeah, I still think he'd be a good one for you know who, but all right, we'll see what happens. All right, thank you, Diane. You're in this thing. Appreciate it.
Chris, you know, in that Tel Aviv thing, though, remember we mentioned this earlier that the one, we'll call him criminal or whatever you want to call him, he was shot.
Terrorist.
He was shot by a bystander who was carrying a gun.
No, that couldn't happen, see.
You know?
You see, because old Katie Couric, you know that epitome of journalistic integrity?
Williams,
old Kate Couric, She told us that people aren't rescued by good guys with guns. Right. That doesn't happen. See?
Have you actually seen that video? I watched the video a couple times, and you actually see the gunman. I mean, you can see this. The gunman's right there. There was some heavy set guy, really heavy set. I mean, this gunman just blasted him like 3 feet away.
Yeah.
You know, shot the other ones. You could see this. And then some guy
pulls
bang,
out.
Takes the guy out. And that's why you need open carry and closed carry.
Concealed carry permit.
Either one.
Which, by the way, if the Ninth District Court of Appeals had their way, that guy wouldn't have had a gun if he lived in the United States, because according to them, we don't have a right to have a concealed weapon.
As crowded as that restaurant was, they could have laid out a lot.
Step in the ring any day with these guys, but of course I'd win.
Pretty cocky. She sounds like you Hewitt. You know what I mean? I am perfect. I can't lose.
All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to join the conversation or give us a contest entry. Have it your way is the contest. That is, who would you have as president and vice president if you could have it your way? And if you are the winner of the contest, you'll get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, only the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida, located about 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. 407-774-8080 is their number if you'd like to make reservations. And don't forget, they have live entertainment Thursday through Saturday. James Hall has been playing some great smooth
jazz
there on
Saturdays.
Yeah,
he really does an outstanding
job,
Chris. I mean, every time we've been in there, he is, what a big following.
And he packs them in, and then people will come up to him while he's playing and give him gigs because he's so good.
Frank was there last Saturday, didn't Frank?
He went there
Saturday
and had a prime rib.
Yeah.
That's right. And then Tuesday, no, I'm sorry, he had the filet.
Frank's a highbrow.
Tuesday night.
You know what I mean? We're stuck with hamburgers. Blanks having a filet mignon.
There you go. Tuesday night is prime rib night, and that is a night that if you're going to go after 5 or 6 o'clock, you need to make a reservation, not for a table, but for your prime rib, because it's fresh, and it's only one tonight.
I love it, medium rare, and
they always sell
melts
out.
Melts in your mouth, too.
Yep, absolutely.
Very good. Very, very good.
All right, so you'll want a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. You know it is summertime. A lot of you folks will be taking your cars out on the road. If you got a Mercedes-Benz, drop by Jerry and Janice Shepherd's, and they'll be glad to give you a free hazard safety check. And you can find their website at jerrysmb.com, or just go to our brand-new website, americanadversaries.com, and you'll be able to find it there as well. Just look for the sponsors right there on the home page. And real quick recap of the news, and then we'll get back to our contest. Nate's holding right now. If you want to call us, please do before the show is over. We will have a winner. Hillary has got BO. That's right. She's got his endorsement anyway. Right. Barack Obama made it official today. He did endorse Hillary Clinton. On the same day that another story has broken about the Clinton crime syndicate having to do with something called Laureate University, which is a South American online educational, you know, diploma mill type thing.
Right.
While she was Secretary of State, the State Department awarded South American-based Laureate University, which is, I guess, affiliated with Walden.
Walden University. I've actually seen their signs around Central Florida. I've seen them on TV. And Bill Clinton, you know, they gave Bill $16 million.
Here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Laureate was applying to the State Department for $55 million of grants, some sort of educational grant money.
Can you imagine that for profit? You give them. I don't understand how you do that when it's a for profit institution.
And now, weren't we being told that part of the reason that Ambassador Stevens couldn't get extra security was because they didn't have, of budget cuts, right?
Yeah, money's not available.
$55 million, I think, would have got some extra security. Don't you think?
I think we could have covered a few guys.
Well, instead, they gave it to Laureate University, who then turned around and paid, quote-unquote, Bill Clinton $16 million to basically be on their board of directors.
It was an honorary.
Honorary.
I mean, what a joke, but I mean...
For an honorary.
Chris, it's...
$16 million.
Influence peddling. It's just too obvious, and I can't believe they don't shut her down.
This is why I say the FBI...
Too obvious.
It is so obvious that the FBI almost cannot come out with a report saying how she has broken the law. Mm-hmm. We all know it. Basically, all the FBI is going to tell us is how they did it.
Right.
We know what they have done is illegal. What they are finding out is how they went about it. And that's what we're fixing to find out when they come out with their report.
I'm hoping Monday night that Trump defines this a little bit.
Well, I'm sure he's going to. I don't know if it'll be Monday. He said probably Monday.
But I want him to spend time, be very accurate and driller. Yeah,
exactly. Because, I mean, this stuff is literally criminal activity.
It's horrible.
Believe me, if any one of us would have done it, we would be facing federal prison time. Decades of it. Decades of it. And by the way, they don't let you have parole in the federal system anymore. You got to do it what they call day for day. Mm. All right. The Tel Aviv terrorist attack was at least in part foiled by a man who was carrying his own gun. A good guy with a gun stops one of the bad guys with a gun. The dump Trumpers are still at it. In spite of that, he will be speaking Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Tampa Convention Center. You go to DonaldJTrump.com events to get your tickets for that. You can probably get them at Eventbrite, too. But if you're diligent, you'll find the place to get the tickets, and you have to have tickets, and evidently you can only get two at a time for that. The Ninth District Court of Appeals in San Francisco has come out with a ruling, and according to them, we do not have a constitutional right to conceal carry. In other words, we do not have a constitutional right to protect ourselves like that fella did
in Tel Aviv. They would like to get rid of the Second Amendment.
They would like that the fella who shot the terrorist in Tel Aviv. I guess they would rather him get shot.
Yeah. He would probably be sued here or put in jail.
Yeah. And George Soros has sold his stock holdings and is putting his money in gold because that money grubber, as Elizabeth Warren puts it.
Wait a second. He's a Democrat socialist.
Yeah, that's right. And he's betting on bad things. He's counting on bad things to happen so he can make a lot of money off of our pain and suffering.
And he is actually a real activist because he is pouring money into these anti-Trump rallies. I mean, real money.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy, so the public, he's shorting gold, not gold, but stock. He's over in Europe. He knows he's got countries in Europe that are going to be buried in debt, which will destroy the countries. And he's over there playing games. You know, when does the American public realize what's going to happen if Clinton's elected?
And if all that isn't bad enough, Roots is a lie. Roots is an absolute hoax and lie. I don't know if any of you have been watching the remake of it. I haven't, but I've caught a few bits and pieces and been reading about it. Evidently, Kunta Kinte, the slave, manages to commit, or I should say, pull off superhuman feats. He takes a sword and breaks his chains with one blow with the sword. He kills a bunch of slave owners. The series is full of evil white people being killed by slaves. It's incredibly inaccurate, historically speaking. Poor old LeVar Burton, Geordie, I guess maybe he really is blind. Maybe he needs that little visor back on his head because the stupid idiot is going around telling people it is an accurate portrayal. Alex Haley had no knowledge of any of these people being any of his ancestors. He's a plagiarist. He stole these stories. He had to pay huge settlements for stealing the stories. He doesn't know who his ancestors are. There was no documentation to tell. This is a totally made-up, whole-cloth hoax and lie. Roots my you-know-what.
Whoa.
All right. Nate has been patiently holding during that recap. Nate, thank you for calling tonight.
Oh, man, you're angry. Okay. Anyway.
Very sick, man.
I have the perfect president and vice president that would win. I'm not saying I would like them, but they would win guaranteed.
Okay.
All right. The president, the name is none of the above. The vice president is screw you.
Well, that's about the size of it.
Hillary, by a wide margin.
Hillary and Trump have the highest negatives of anyone ever running.
Yeah.
So they might that ticket might win.
I think you have just come up with a third party alternative.
I might
what
just
the dump Trumpers have been looking for.
Chris, we should change your name to both of those and then run. and then go, hey, that was us. You know, we're elected president, vice president.
None of the above and screw you.
Yeah. Talk about original.
That was definitely original. Okay. So if you could have it your way, folks.
We got about 10 minutes, and what do we have? About 18 entries.
Yeah, so we got about 20
still
now.
Great opportunity to change the complexion of America.
That's right.
You know, come in with your president and vice president.
That's right.
Very important.
That's right. Okay.
Well, that was really different.
It was.
I would have never guessed anybody would have done that.
But after all that capsule of the news I just went through, it gives more legitimacy, though, doesn't it? None of the above.
That's how he feels, you know. I give up.
Oh, yeah. This Roots thing. I mean, it's interesting because Carl Jackson was on our show Sunday night doing his Carl's Corner talking about how Snoop Dogg.
Right.
And by the way, did you see his first pitch?
Was that?
Oh, God.
Hey, Snoops, stick to soccer and smoking pot, buddy.
I think he must have just, toked down a doobie before he went out.
I don't know how an adult could not throw the ball to the catcher in pro. When I see that, I just go, I mean, at my age, I could throw it in there. I can't even believe this.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Snoop Dogg was invited to throw out the first pitch yesterday at a San Diego Padres-Atlanta Braves game in San Diego.
Right.
And when he tried to make the pitch, it went literally toward the dugout. The third base dugout. I mean, it didn't go into the dugout, but it went in that direction, right? If somebody had been standing in the on-deck circle, he'd have hit him.
How have you drinking your coffee on third base just figuring not even paying attention, getting hit in the head by the ball? You know?
That's about the size of it.
But Snoop Dogg was the one whose son, I think, went to USC or UCLA.
Right.
Didn't Snoop Dogg interfere a lot with the coaches? And all of a sudden, I think his son is gone.
Because he couldn't play football.
Well,
And Snoop Dogg couldn't talk him into coaches putting him on the field. Anyway, Snoop Dogg has called for a boycott of Roots. All right. Now, not for what I'm talking about. Not because it's a bold-faced, out-and-out lie.
Right.
Not just because of the creative license they took with making these the slaves into the superheroes the whites into the evils, and they're, the heroes are killing the evil people left and right. Not just that, but I mean the whole idea that this has anything to do with Alex Haley's heritage is an absolute lie. He stole the stories, and he had to pay settlements for it. Mm. The idea that Kunta Kinte, this was a story that he stole from another author. The Chicken George or whatever that character is, he stole that from somebody else. And by the way, he didn't write the book. He was the parts that he didn't steal, a ghostwriter wrote. And guess what? The ghostwriter was a white Jew. Not that that makes any difference. Not that that should matter, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Roots my you know what.
Changing history.
Yeah, yeah, just like that.
And what was it, Chris? Yale now, they were all complaining because all the literature they were supposed to read was written by white people?
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I mean, all you want is to give them the best, whether it's white, black, green, or yellow.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. By the way, Al, who called in a while ago and suggested that Neil deGrasse Tyson should be the president, just real quick, he is an astrophysicist. He's also famous for being an atheistic and liberal astrophysicist. So there was a political angle
Al's
to that as well.
There.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. And by the way, Nostradamus has come up with his picks. And now I'm surprised that somebody didn't already take this tack. All right, because it seemed to be.
I'm impressed with Nate right now.
Yeah, was good. That was good. But Dennis said Reagan Thatcher.
I mean, he's getting serious.
Now that would be a serious one. Yeah, but obviously,
I mean, you got to go. We're looking for humor. We're looking for. I mean, for serious, he's probably right on the money.
You know? All right. Okay. All right. But yeah, we got a few minutes to go. Just a couple of minutes, actually, in this segment. We'll take a break, and if you get on the phone line now, we will get your contest entry in. But shortly here, we will have to make a choice as to who is the winner. And then, of course, we're going to find out our final tally of tonight's poll question. It was a unanimous no before, having to do with Barack Obama's endorsement of Hillary Clinton. Do you think that he actually believed what he said when he said that she could be the most qualified person ever nominated to be president of the United States?
But hardly. You know what, Chris? Think of Trump's people, all those athletes.
Tell us about some of his endorsements.
You know, in all seriousness, I've never seen such a list of athletes endorse someone.
Right? Who are backing away from him, right?
Well, with the million-dollar man, Tom Brady has endorsed Trump. We know Bobby Knight has. This is my favorite.
Tom Brady, the Deflategate guy?
Yeah, the Deflategate guy has lots of money.
That's what we need. We need an innovator.
Bobby Knight, who's more of a cheerleader, not a money guy. Hulk Hogan, who now won that money in court. He's a Don Trump guy. Mike Tyson.
Of course.
Don Trump guy. Rex Ryan, go Bills. Billy Packer, we know him. Mike Ditka. Johnny Damon, how about that? Here we go. Digger Phelps.
Digger Phelps.
Yep. Jesse Ventura. Remember this guy, John Rocker, the baseball pitcher
he pitched for the Braves for a while.
Certainly a little bit different than most, interesting individual.
Yeah.
Sprewell,
Luttrell,
the basketball guy, John Daly, Jack Nicklaus, Lou Holtz, Michael Waltrip, and pretty good collection, and Dennis Rodman.
And you left out Curt Schilling.
And, well, Curt Schilling, I assume everybody would know that. I mean, this is a pretty strong group, and this is just the beginning, just the march.
Nice to see. Scott Baio, we found out yesterday morning
on our
Mike
movie
Gallagher
star
show.
Side.
Yeah,
right,
Mike
that's
Gallagher.
That's exactly right.
And boy, he was, I tell you, he Gallagher, once again, hats off to Gallagher.
Right.
He has been handling this primary from the very beginning to right now, like the consummate professional that he is. Hewitt and Medved could learn a thing or two from him. And but Scott Baio made a great case for, look, you know.
What's interesting, he's a Hollywood
guy. This is
guy.
Our chance to straighten this mess out.
But you notice why the athletes, particularly the retired athletes, are not timid to say who they like? Because when they're playing, their talent kept them on the team. It's not like Hollywood. Do you really believe one actress is that much better than the other? That really comes down to the producers.
A lot of it's nepotism,
else.
Too.
That's right. Yeah. And so that's why I'm saying the athlete goes, I don't care if you like me or not. I'm so good. You got to keep me on the team. This is who I like. Doesn't have to suffer the consequences.
Right, right. Now, I can't speak for the man today, but we talked about this a little bit on the show Sunday night. You know, Muhammad Ali was laid to rest today in a Muslim burial. There's going to be an actual memorial service that's open to the public for him tomorrow in Louisville. But in 1984, he endorsed Jesse Jackson. Logical, right? And then when Jesse Jackson lost the primary, guess who Muhammad Ali turned around and endorsed and allowed his image to be put on billboards around the country saying, "We fight for you."
Reagan?
Ronald Reagan. How about that?
What is that about face?
I tell you what. All right, let's get one more contest entry in, then we'll take a break, and then we got to figure out who's going to win this thing here tonight. Mike, you are up next. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thank you. I would like to see St. Patrick as the president.
Who?
St. Patrick.
Oh, St. Patrick. Okay.
Because he can get rid of all the snakes in Washington.
Oh, listen to that. That's good.
Yeah.
And then Pontius Pilate as vice president, because he can crucify all the ones that he doesn't get rid of. So
I like that.
And I think
that's good.
Well, I think the crucifixion causes people's behavior to change.
It does. Yeah.
I thought maybe that the time has come for some old school.
Just old school thought.
Yeah, we appreciate it. All right. Well, all right, Mike, thanks for hanging
around.
These
are certainly people in the past who actually aren't here.
Yeah.
Very good thought.
Yep. Thanks for hanging around.
Remember how a gentleman earlier said that it's always the last guy or two that wins the contest? This is a close one.
This is going to be a tough one. Yeah, they're all pretty tough to judge, but this one's going to be tough, too, and we got a lot of contest entries. All right, we'll take a break. If you can call us right now, we'll try to get your contest entry in, but we got to get them right now because we are running out of time. Who would be your president, your vice president, if you could have it your way?
Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are? Mr. Big Stuff. Now, who are we dedicating this to, Chris? Would it be Barack Obama? You know, but the real Mr. Big Stuff is Don Trump, in my opinion.
There you go.
You know, so.
All right. No, that'd have to be for George Soros.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Mr. Big Stuff.
86-year-old,
man. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Money grubber betting on the U.S. economy, the whole world economy, to go into the toilet so he can make a lot of money.
And he is a Democrat.
And he is. How about that?
Something?
All right. All right. Well, it looks like we have come to the time of the show where we have got to choose
a showdown.
Yeah. And any more contest entries?
Nick?
Nope. Lines are clear.
Lines are clear. Well, let's start with you.
Let's get ready.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. First, give us our final tally on tonight's poll question. How about that?
Sure. The poll question tonight was, President Obama said about Hillary Clinton, "I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office," and in his endorsement of her today. And so our question was, do you think he believes his own statement? And 86% of our respondents say, no, he probably doesn't.
Also, we got some Obama fans out there somewhere, huh?
Yeah. 86%.
Yeah. We saw what you did, and we know who you are.
Truthfulness is not a virtue. You know?
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I know.
What you did, know who you are. All right, we got to figure out a winner. Nick, you got a favorite?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going with one of the early ones. I'm going to go with Willie.
Oh, you know? Heard our conversation.
I honestly didn't. No.
You didn't?
No.
Well,
this might be unanimous then.
Yeah, I guess it will be because that's what we were talking during the break.
Nick, I can't believe it. I can't believe out of what, 20-something, he came up and said Willie like that.
I thought it was going out on a limb and wow.
No, I thought we could negotiate this deal down to Willie, but you just, there it is.
Well, you know, I liked a bunch of them. I mean, I liked them all, really, but I liked Paul with the Andy Griffith and the crew from the
Yesterday.
Andy Griffith show. Yep. Exactly. I've been recording those in the morning. They come on in the morning on one of those channels, and I go through there in the menu and I pick out the ones I like and watch those. The old black and white ones are the best. I liked Governor Ventura and Shaq.
Right.
Ventura, Jesse Ventura's president. Shaq is VP. You had Chris Kyle and Ted Nugent. And all of them were just really
very
good
competitive
ones.
Yeah, and a big number of people. So Willie has to be proud,
yeah.
You know.
And we would have given it to Nate with none of the above and screw you, but that kind of wasn't what the con. I mean, it was good, but it really wasn't what we were after.
I
right?
sort of like Nate, you know, but with Nick's answer, I had to go along.
But if it were left up to me, it mm-hmm. would have been Susan. Trump as president and me as vice president.
Well, you know, you were out of 18.
Just think of the parties I could throw at the Naval Observatory.
That's right.
There,
we could
right?
all stand out front and wait for you to let us in. Yeah,
that's right. All right. Okay, so that's our contest winner entry. Winner tonight is Willie's entry, George Carlin as president, and Foster Brooks as vice president.
Now, that one, too. We love Foster Brooks. He brought up old memories, you know.
He did. And I loved how everyone had, you know, they had reasons for their
names.
No,
I know. This wasn't just shooting from the hip. They understood why.
Absolutely.
To help
absolutely.
This country.
All right. I agree with Frank. We got the best listeners out there.
That's great.
All right. That's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's show. Once again, Trump in Tampa. If you're heading that way Saturday or you're a big fan of his,
right,
and you
it's
got
11 a.m., right?
11 a.m. for the Trump rally
and
for all you protesters.
Yeah, if you're an anarchist or Black Lives Matter or a communist, the meeting before will be at 11 p.m.
And that's going to be where?
Mons Venus. Yeah. If you don't see anybody at the rally, figure it out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so that rally is 11 a.m., Tampa. Convention Center, Saturday morning, and Trump will
and
be there.
And all you can get
Pam
is
Bondi
two tickets?
Will be there. Two tickets is all you can get. That's right. And look for those at DonaldJTrump.com, his official campaign website, events, or I'm sure you can get them also at Eventbrite. Or I'm not sure, I'm guessing. All right, and please visit our brand new website. We're so proud of it, still working on it, adding to it, and it is called AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can also find our show's archive.
And a lot of pictures, too.
Yeah, I'm putting up new pictures and stuff. It's going to be a lot of
exciting.
Fun on this new website. Night, everybody.
FM 105.5 at AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. The official radio station of